Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Chaf Tes in Maseches Shabbos, the 91st daf in Shas. We pick up quite a bit in from, we had a very difficult daf yesterday, on Chaf Ches Amabez. We pick up by the Mishnah, Chaf Ches Amabez, 20 lines up from the bottom of the Gemara. And Be'ezra Hashem, our Gemara, will be continuing many concepts of Tumah V'Tahara, but not as difficult as the previous Gemara. The Mishnah says, P'silas HaBeged SheKiplah, if one has taken a garment and attempted to use it as a wick, it was folded and spun to be used as a wick, velo hivava means, but it wasn't burnt by fire. In those days, to be able to make something a full-fledged wick, it would also be scorched a little in order for it to be more likely to easily accept the flame. What happens if it wasn't? Reb Lazar says it still retains its status as a garment, and as well, one cannot use it for Shabbos Neros. So the two are put together in the Mishnah. Number one, it hasn't lost identity as a beged, and therefore it'll still be Mekabel Tumah. Number two is, the same thing, it can't be used to be lit. Rabbi Akiva Amar Tari Umadlikim Ba. Rabbi Akiva says that it is tar, and it can be used to be lit. Analyzes the Gemara. In regards to Tumah, we have clear what the Machlokas is. The Rebbe Lazar Savar Kipul Einamol. Rebbe Lazar holds that bending it and spinning it is not enough for it to lose its identity. Umilsa Kamaisa Kaima, and retains its original identity. Rebbe Kiva Savar Kipul Moil will be too late Batil. That once the kippul is done, that it's spun into a wick, then it works to be mevatel its original identity. However, el inyan hadlaka b'may pligi. But what is behind the machlokas in regards to Neros Shabbos? El inyan hadlaka b'may pligi. But in regards to the issue of, but in regards to using it for candle, what is that machlokas? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, v'chein Amar Rabbi Ada bar Ava. Hacha, they give the following ukimta. B'gimel ha'gimel mitzumtzemes askina. We're talking about a garment that is precisely 3x3. U'b'yomtev shechalios erev Shabbos askin. And as well, we're talking about yomtev the felon erev Shabbos. D'kule alma isluhu to Rabbi Yehuda. Both of them held of Rabbi Yehuda. To Amar masikim b'kelim. That the halacha is that you're allowed to use utensils as flammable material to light a fire on Shabbos because the utensils were not muksa, but you're not allowed to use shards because they are muksa. Udikule alma, and also both them are holding, islu de ula, the amr ula, they hold of ula, that it says, hamadlik tzar shiadlik berov hayotze. That somebody who lights needs to light the majority of the wick in order for it to be considered a fire. And Rebbe Lazar Savar Kipulein Amoyel. Rebbe Lazar, as we saw above in our Mishnah, holds that without scorching the wick, then it's considered still a kli. V'kivan da'adlikei purta. And once you've lit it a little bit, havalei shever kli. Then you've turned it into a shever kli. V'chi kamadlik b'shever kli kamadlik. And then you're lighting with a broken kli. And we learned in regards to a broken kli that you're not supposed to derive benefit from it on Yom Tov. And that's lighting of something that's muktzah, something that's noilad. Rabbi Akiva Savar Kipul Moil. He holds that the kippul already changed its identity. And therefore, ve'ein taras kli alav. Even before you lit it, it didn't have identity as a kli. V'chi kamadlik, and therefore when you lit, base ba'alma kamadlik. It's considered as if you lit just with wood. Amar Rav Yosef, haynu de tanina, this is what we learned. Gimel al gimel mitzumtzemes. That our Mishnah was talking about specifically a kli that was precisely 3x3 finger breadths. V'lo yidan l'may hilchasa. And I didn't know why, for what halacha they taught it that way. Now, says Rav Yosef, I understand why they taught it that way. Because the crux of the machlokis revolves around when you take something that's gimel gimel mutzum semes and you make it a shever kli, is that going to be a problem when that kli had already been turned into a psila? Asks the Gemara, umin de kametaritz Rav Ada bar Rava, liba de Rav Yehuda. This Rav Ada bar Rava gave us a teretz, according to Reb Yehuda, who says, Masikim became the aim Masikim Bishivikim because of Nolad, because of Muksa, Shmaminak Reb Yehuda Svirlay. That would indicate that he's working within Reb Yehuda because he holds like him. Umi Amar Rabada Barava Hachi, the Rabat, how do you know that Rabada Barava held that way? He seemed to have held the opposite. Va Amar Rabada Barava Nochri Shechokak Kav, Bibikas Yisrael, Masika Biyamtif, a Gentile that hollowed out a Kav inside a kli on Yom Tov could be used. How? Vamai noladu, according to Rav Ada bar Rava, lefi Rav Yehuda, it should be a prohibition of nolad. Answers the Gemara, ledevreim de Rav Elazar Rabbi Kiva kamalei velei lo svirlei. He was being according to Rav Elazar Rabbi Kiva, but he is cholek. Rava Amar, hainu tamid Rabbi Eliezer, Rava said that the rationale for Rabbi Eliezer is, lefi she'ei madliki mipsila she'ena michoreches, Rava suggests a totally different pshat in the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, a tanis that said, when it came to psilas habeged, he says because you're not allowed to use a wick that has not been singed beforehand. In order for it to light well, it needs to be singed beforehand. And with a smartut, that's a type of garment that also has not been singed. Asks the Gemara, if that's so, then why did we learn that some had said that we're talking about a case where the wick was coming from a garment that was specifically 3x3 finger breadths? What chidush halach is it coming for? As is the Gemara, le'inyan tuma, it's coming to tell us the following halach in regards to tuma. This nan, as we learned in Kalim, Gimel al Gimel Shamru, this that we said that a kli is considered 3x3 finger breadths, chutz min ham malal. That's aside from an extra area, in other words, there is 3x3 plus the malal. That is the area, Rashi says, that when people sew, they leave over a little bit outside of the sewing area, and therefore you need a little bit more than 3x3 because there was a little bit of a, for lack of a better word, a hem. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So 3x3 is actually 3x3 and a little bit more, according to Rabbi Shimon. Room for the malal. V'chachamim gimel gimel chuvanos, v'chachamim say it's mtsumtsum, and even though when they sew they leave over a little bit more, nevertheless, one does not count them for tumah. And this teaching of Rabbi Yosef had nothing to do with our halachas of lighting on Shabbos. However, Rav Yosef was teaching that you gimel al gimel mitzumtzamos like the Chachamim. The Gemara continues discussing the topic of masikin kelim when it's whole versus when it is broken. The sugya of nolad. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav masikin mikelim ve'im masikin b'shirei kelim. The Mishnah in Beitza tells us that one is allowed to use whole utensils as fuel and not broken utensils because of nolad. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon mati, Rabbi Shimon allows it. Masikim bitmarin, one is allowed to heat up with dates. That was a common fuel source. Achlan, but if one ate the date, ein masikim megarinean, one is not allowed to use its seeds. That was also used as a heat source. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon matir, Rabbi Shimon allows it. Rashi says that the nuts, or more precisely the seeds, inside are considered nolad according to Rabbi Yehuda. Masikim begozim, you're allowed to heat up with nuts. Achlan ain masikim beklipasen. However, if he ate it, he's not allowed to use the peels. Di Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon mat, Rabbi Shimon allows it. If you'll notice, in all three machlokios, it's the same theme that's running through. Why not just teach one machlokis and then infer the others? Utsricha, says the Gemara, we need all of the above cases. Diashmin and Kamais, if it only said the first, by Hikam or Rabbi Yehuda had said it would only say in that case that one cannot use it, Mishum de Meikar Kli Vahashter Shevikli, because it was originally a whole Kli, then it became a broken Kli. Vavin Nolad Vaaser. Then Rabbi Yehuda would say that it becomes Nolan Aser. Avol Tamarim. But when it comes to date, the Meikar Garin, originally you had a seed inside. Fahashta garin. And now it's also garin. What changed? A mashapir dummy. I would think that it's not considered noah. And the chiddush, of course, is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it wasn't revealed, it's now considered nolad. V'yashmin garinin hava mina demei kar mechassin v'hashta migalyin. We would say maybe only the case of garin where it's not revealed at all. In such a case, then it's considered nolad when it was revealed. Avol klipei gozen, when it comes to the peels of the nut, the meikar miglu v'hashta miglu, it was revealed the entire time. Eimah shapir dami, would not consider it nolad. Sricha, that's what Rabbi Yehuda. We need Rabbi Yehuda's other chiddush, and that is that even then, even though it was revealed, since it was viewed only as a shell and not as a separate fuel source, then by peeling it off, you've now made it nolad. Continues the Gemara, v'ad Rav la beferish itmar ele mechlola itmar. This opinion of Rav was not expressly written, but it was something that was inferred. The Rav achol timri. Rav was eating dates. V'shadi kashaisa lebuchia and a stovetop. Amalei Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia said to Rav, Bar Pachti, the son of Gedolim. This is an expression that we've had on Gimel Amud Beis that Rabbi Chia used for Rav. You might remember in Gimel Amud Beis he said, Bar Pachti, son of Gedolim, why are you answering a Rav and asking him something in a Masechta that he's not learning? Expression, Bar Pachti, says Rabbi Chia to Rav, Kinegdo b'yomtif aser, if it would be yomtif, it would be aser. Now the Gemara has a shaila. Kibla minei, oh lo kibla minei. Did Rav ultimately accept this observation of Rabbi Chia or not? Tashma, come in here, says the Gemara, bring you right to Chasa Rav Lubavu. Achol timi v'shadi kashaisa l'chiyusa. He took the shell, the pits, excuse me, and he threw it into behemoths. He threw it to the chayusa. My love. Bifarsiyasa, we're talking about dates that are edible. And once the pit is removed, the pit is removed without any flesh. If the dates are not entirely ripe, then the pits could still have flesh, and maybe for that reason, it's not muksa. However, here it was entirely fresh. V'lo kibla, and that's a proof that he wasn't mekabel what Rav Chia had said. Says the Gemara, lo bar miyasa hol v'chazi agiv amuyau. Talking about tamarim that are armayim, like from the word arami, not the Persian ones, parsiaisa, but rather armaisa, that don't become very ripe, and they get stuck. The flesh of the date gets stuck to the pit, and therefore the pit doesn't become muktzah because it has flesh on top of it. The Gemara continued to analyze our sugya about masikim bekenei masikim shivrei kelim. Amar le'Rav Shmuel bar Chana, le'Rav Yosef, le'Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda that we recorded earlier, that holds, da'amar masikim bekenei masikim shivrei kelim, that one could light with full kelim, but not with broken shards. Kiman da'adlik ba'porta, the moment a little bit of it is lit, havalei shivrei kelim. So then in such a case, it should be considered shivrei kelim. And then, v'chi kamahapich, b'yisura kamahapich. If one is lit, and then the kli ultimately, of course, is going to break, then it's considered shivrei kelim. So how could you stoke the coals on Yom Tov? In such a case, you're moving no lad. So Gemara takes this question very seriously. And the Gemara says you need to find the following suggestion. Da'avad kid Rav Masna. You're following Rav Masna. Da'amar Rav Masna amar Rav. Eitzim shenoshu menadeka l'tanur b'yomtev. If you have wood that fell off a palm tree into a oven on yomtev, mar be'eitzim mechonin u'masikin. You could add prepared wood and then heat up. In other words, you could say bitul berov on to the fuel that was nolad. Up until now, the Gemara quoted Rav Hadabar Ava's explanation of the Mishnah, Rava's explanation of the machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. Now, we put a big period after Umasikin, and we have Rav Amnuna's approach. Rav Amnuna Amar Hacha, Bepachas Mishlosha Ashlosha Askina. Here we're talking about something which was less than 3x3 Tfachim. Umikule Matlunios Shanu Kan. And we're dealing with what's known as the leniency of the shmata. This mutlanios was a shmata that was used
to stop up a bathhouse. It was not considered chashuv. And here we have a machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, whether that would have a din beged or not. The Gemara really fleshes that out with extending it to Rabbi Eliezer's worldview about matunis and Rabbi Akiva. V'azur Rabbi Eliezer tameh, Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with his position, Rabbi Akiva tameh. Disnan, we learn in Kelim Pachos Mishlosha Shlosha, Shiskin Lefakuk Boyes Amerchatz, less than 3x3 tefachim that is used as a pekak, as a way of closing up a hole in a bathhouse, Lenar Boas Hakdeira, and used to grab a hold of a hot pot, like a pot holder, and to clean a millstone. Bein mina muchan, bein sheina mina muchan. The Gemara later on will explain what that means. Tomei de Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer claims that it is going to be tamei. Hence, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that psilas habeget, which is, according to Rav Hamnuna, a matzlunios, will be Rabbi Eliezer l'shitaso, that says that even a shmata is also tamei, even if it's less than 3x3 tefachim. Rabbi Yeshua Amar, bein min amuchan, bein shalom min amuchan tar. Whether it was prepared or not, which we haven't explained entirely, is going to be tar. He disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, min amuchan tamei. If it was prepared before and it's tamei, shalom min amuchan tar. But if it wasn't prepared beforehand, it is considered tar. In regards to these three shittas of the Tanoim, the Amar Ula taught, V'itema Rabba Bar Bachan, some say this name Rabba Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochan, Hakol Moedim Zarku Ba'ashba Divrei Hakol Tor. All these three Tanoim agree that if you threw the Matlonius into a garbage, so then in such a case, as no Chashivus, it's not considered Kli, and it's going to be, won't contract Tuma as a Keli, therefore will become Tar. It will still be Tar if it comes in contact with a davra atame. Hinicha bekufsa, if you put it away in a box, then you're machshivit as a kli, and then it certainly would contract tuma. Divrei hakol tame. Loi nechleku, when do we have these three teos amongst the tanoim? El shetolo b'mogod. He hung it on a hook. O shenichol achorei adelos, or he puts it behind the door. In other words, it's an in-between state. On the one hand, it doesn't show you're being machshiv entirely. On the other hand, it doesn't show that you're abandoning it entirely. Rabbi Eliezer Sarim Delozarku Ba'ashba Daiti Leve. Rabbi Eliezer holds, if he doesn't throw it in the garbage, then his das is still on it. It's choshev as a kli. Umay Karile Shalom in Amuchana. And why then was it called Shalom in Amuchan? Zalikuv Salav Muchanu. Vis-a-vis a box, it is not considered Muchan. But halachically, it is Muchan, because until it's thrown in ashpa, it still has chashivus. Rabbi Yeshua Salvar Midaloi Nichu Bekufsa Betule Batle. The fact that he didn't put in a box, by definition, makes it batel, and therefore it does not contract tuma. Umay Karele Muchan, and in what way is it called prepared? Dilgabe Ashpa Muchanu. We call it Muchan because vis-a-vis Ashkapa, it's considered Muchan. Rabbi Akiva betol b'magod, if it's hung on the hook, savar k'Rabbi Eliezer, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, b'nicha achorei adelos, but it's hung behind the door, savar k'Rabbi Yeshua, then he agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, that's considered bato. In the end, Rav Hamnuna says, v'hadabe Rabbi Akiva gabe to Rabbi Yoshua. In the end, Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Yeshua that the only time it's going to contract tuma is if it's in a box. And that's going to be Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah says that when it comes to this matonios, the halacha is tahiri, it's tahar. It can't contract tuma because it's considered batel, because he ultimately agreed entirely with Rabbi Yoshua. However, Rabbi Eliezer disagreed. Rabbi Eliezer holds, unless you throw in the garbage, it still has the status of a kli, and it could still contract. Asks the Gemara Mimai, how do we know that Rabbi Akiva was chozer to Rabbi Yoshua all the way, that he held that even when it comes to Hinicha Achar Adelas as well, it doesn't have the ability to contract Tuma? Amarava, Rava taught, Midiktani, Psilas habeget. The Mishnah describes the psila of the beged, the wick of the garment. Mayur yintani psilas habeged.
Lisni psila shel beged. What's the emphasis of the beged? It's mashma that the beged is still in existence. My psilas ha beged, da dayim begedu. It's entirely a full-fledged beged. What would that be? Well, we made a split between hinicho achore adelas, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's not considered a beged. And when it comes to halol b'magod, where it is considered a beged. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says psilas ha beged. He still considers it some type of functional beged, yet nevertheless it's tar. What would that be? The Gemara assumes. The Gemara that assumes that that would be the most practical case, where the beged is most in use, and that's by tolo beged, b'magod, and nevertheless, by tolo b'magod, Rabbi Akiva says that the halacha is that it's tar, like Rabbi Yoshua. The Mishnah continues two lines in on Chav Tesam Abeis into the wide. A new Mishnah. Lo yikav adam shivafer shel beitza. A person should not place a hole into the shell of an egg. V'malena shemen, and fill it up with oil. V'yitnen al pianer. In those days, they would use the shell of an egg as a container, a receptacle, to hold oil, which would drip into a candle. B'shvil shetehem min hatefes, or that should drink. Drip. The reason that it is prohibited to do this is that once the oil has been designated for the lamp, if one would take away the oil, one will have been over the Isser D'oraisa of Mechabe. If it's a distinct receptacle, we're afraid that the individual might come to take some of the oil. Vafilu yishacheres, even if it's made out of clay, which is normally a very slimy type of surface that people do not want to be involved with, nevertheless, on Shabbos, we're choshish. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda allows this shifoferes, and we don't have the gzera. Aval, im chibra yotze mitchila, however, continues the Mishnah, even the Tanakam would agree that if it's made as one piece, mutter mipnei shu kli echad, if it's attached, in other words, the receptacle and the candle itself, in such a case, then people are not likely to take away the oil because they associate the egg with the menorah itself, and then people would not remove the oil. Lo yimala adam karish al shemen. A person should not place a dish full of oil. V'yitinena b'tzada ner, and put it next to a candle. V'yitin rosh ha'psil v'socha b'shvil shetehe shoeves. He's not allowed to put the wick into one utensil and the oil into another utensil and join the two together with, for example, like some small straw, which brings the oil in the second dish to the wick, which is snaked through the straw from the first dish into the second dish, for the same reason that we learned by the Shifofer Shel Beitza. Since the flame is in the first dish, then a person will not feel that he's over Mechabe, and he might forget and take oil from the second dish. Rabbi Yehuda matur, and Rabbi Yehuda allows it. Says the Gemara, Utsricha, we need both cases. Diashmi inon shofer shel beitza. If we had just learned the case of the beitza, baha karmi rabbanan, dikim de lo ma'asi asi l'estapuke mine. That since it's not disgusting, so then, in such a case, we're afraid he'll take the oil. Aval shel cheres, the Mishnah tells us, vafilu shel cheres, even the case of cheres, demi'isa, that even then, when it's most, ema modulei the Rabbi Yehuda, we might have thought that they would concede to Rabbi Yehuda, and they don't. There, they're also choshish. V'yashmin shel cheres, if we had only mentioned the case of cheres by the beitza, b'hakam Rabbi Yehuda, only in that case, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be mekel, where it's most, aval bahi, ema modulei rabbonon, maybe in a case of where it is not most, like the Shifofer Shel Beitza, in such a case, they would concede to Rabbanan. V'yashmin and Hanach Tarti, and even if we had said both, the case of the Beitza as well as the Cheres, Bahani kam Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Dolom Mifsaka, Mifsak. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, because ultimately there isn't a divide between the two utensils. We learned in our Mishnah that the Halachi is, as our Gemara quotes from Chibra Yotze Mitchila Mutar, that if it was attached, then we're not afraid that he's going to come and take the Shemen away, because he doesn't think of it as two distinct items, but as one, and therefore he won't come to the Yisra of Mechabe Tana, we learned Amar Rabbi Yehuda Pap Tana im chibra besid ubecharasis mutar, that if it's attached with lime or another adhesive force, so then in such a case it's permissible. Asks Gemara Vanan Yoitzer Tanan, but didn't we learn that it needs to be attached by an artisan? Our Mishnah had said im chibra hayoitzer. Answers the Gemara, not my yoitzer, kein yoitzer. Where it means yotzer, it has to be attached like an artisan would attach it, but it doesn't have to be mamish attached by an artisan. Gemara continues, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda Pamachas, Shivteinu Ba'alias Beis Netaza Belud, we were sitting in the attic of Netaza and Lud, Ve'evi Lanu Shifar Shal Beitzel Malanu Shemin Mekvinu, they made this contraption with the Shifal Feris Beitzel with a hole in it, V'nechinu Al Pianer, and it was placed by the Ner. Shem Rabbi Tarfon Zakenim Velo Amru Lanu Davar. Rabbi Tarfon Zakenim were there, and they didn't say anything to tell us that it was problematic. Amelo Misham Raya Shani Beis Nitza. This reason Hain Beis Nitza was reason, and they were careful to do Medag Dekimitzos, and were not afraid that they're going to take from the Shemin. The Mark deals with another story that took place in the Aliyah Beis Netaza. Avin Sipira, Avin from Sipira, Gorar Safsala, he dragged a bench, Bilasa Dishisha. Le'ilam Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Lazar. He dragged the bench on a ground that was made of marble in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar. We're going to see later on in our Gemara that dragging a bench on the ground is a big question, because it might, in some cases, definitely make a hole in the ground. Over here, there was no fear of it making a hole in the ground. Nevertheless, we're going to see that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar felt that one should be machmir. Not only that, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar felt that he could not be silent in letting Abin do this. Amarle, he said to him, Ishtok lecha, if I'm going to be quiet to you, kiddush shtika lechavrei l'Rabbi Yehuda, what would be inferred is like the silence that my friends had given to Rabbi Yehuda when the Shifoferis was placed and no one said anything, and from there he assumed that the halacha is that it's mutter. Nafik min a churva, and a churva will come out of it. What churva? Gzeira alisa the shisha ate alisa da alma. A gzeira was created that one is not allowed to move, drag the bench over marble, even though there the ground is not soft, and it will not get a hole. Nevertheless, atu, with the fear that people will come to drag benches in other places. Reish kenishta de Batzra, the gabai, the head of the shul, in Batzra, gar safsali lo mi Rabbi Yirmiya Rabba. He dragged the bench in front of Rabbi Yirmiya Rabba. Amalei, so Rabbi Yirmiya Rabba sent him, keman ke Rabbi Shimon, are you following Rabbi Shimon? Dam Rabbi Shimon, Bigdoilim Deloyafshar. That holds that the halacha is that Dover Shayna Miskavein is mutter. That a person would be allowed to drag a bench on the ground, even if it might have a furrow made, because it's a Dover Shayna Miskavein. It's not his intention to make the furrow in the ground. His intention is to move the bench from point A to point B. However, Amar Dam Rabbi Shimon Bigdolim Delo Efshar. When did Rabbi Shimon say you're allowed to drag it on the ground with large benches where it's not possible to lift them? Aval Tanim Diktanim Mi Amar. In regards to small ones, did he say this? Upliga Dula. This disagrees with Ula. Damar Ula Machlokes Biktanim Aval Bigdolim Devrakol Mutter. Ula actually held that Rabbi Shimon's antagonist, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Davar Shein Miskavein, is usur, held that even when it was large, it's going to be permissible because you can't do it another way. Asks the Gemara, Matzav Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asks the following question. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Gor Adamita Kita Sevesav Silvachal Iskavein Las Iskritz, on the condition that you don't intend to make it. Ktani Gdolim Uktani Ktanim. It mentioned over here, mita, which is large, as well as kisei, which is small. Kasha l'tarvayu, it's a question on both of them. Says the Gemara, Ula mitaritz l'tameh, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabba mitaritz l'tameh. Each one will give an answer according to their opinions. Ula mitaritz l'tameh, mita dumya dekisa. Ula will say that the meat over here is something like a kisei. It says kisei to tell you that everything was like the kisei. In other words, they're small. Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabba mitaritz l'tameh, kisei dumya demita. To tell you that the seed is similar to a bed. The Gemara is about to prove that Rabbi Shimon does not differentiate between Ketanim and Gedolim, and he holds if it's not your primary intention, it's mutter. Masiv Rabba. Rabba asked the following question on the opinion that says that we differentiate between Ketanim and Gedolim according to Rabbi Shimon. A question on Ula. Mochrei Ksus. Now here we're not talking about Hilchos Shabbos, but we're talking about the Isser of Klein. Someone who sells garments, Mochrei Ksus Kedarkan, he's allowed to sell them in the normal manner. In other words, in those days, those who sell garments would sometimes wear them as a way of both showing how it looked as well as to transport them. Ubilvad, on one condition, Shelo Yiskavim B'cham B'nei Hachamel U'B'Gshamim B'nei Hagshamim, that he doesn't intend to derive benefit from them when vis-a-vis the sun or vis-a-vis rain. And those who are very machmir, who are ksherim, says Rashi, they want to distance themselves from any type of lashon hara. So then, according to halacha, there's no chiyuv from Rashi. That's the mashmos. However, they want to distance themselves from people assuming that they did. They were over on klayim, so they would put them on a bimaka lacharei, and they would put on a stick behind them. Asks the Gemara, Va'acha de Efshel Mi'evid Kitznuin. Dechik Danim Dami. Here, it's possible to put it on the stick, and the Mishnah doesn't require it. The proof in the pudding is the fact that the Tznuin would carry on the stick. So therefore, it's possible for others to carry on the stick as well. So that's like Tanim, where you have a bench where you can carry it and you don't need to drag it. Nevertheless, we said, V'chila miskavin shari the Reb Shimon l'chatchila, that Reb Shimon allows l'chatchila to yufta, the Reb Yirmiya Rabba to yufta. We reject the opinion that says that we differentiate between bide efshar and bide lo efshar. Bezer Hashem, in a moment in the halacha section, we will do this sugya well by giving the background behind the machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, as well as do the halacha lemaisa applications in the sugya of psik resha delo nichale. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic today is a very big one and important one, and this is the question of psik reshe delo nichale. Let me frame the question in the following manner. Let's say an individual forgot and did not turn off their sensor in their house before Shabbos. The alarm was turned off, but the sensor, which on the alarm pad has an LED light that indicates whether people have gone in or have gone out, is still activated. Is it? And how is it permissible for an individual to walk in his house on Shabbos if this cold light, this LED light, is going to be on and off? This actually emerges. Our sugya is the starting point. There is a machlokis over here on the bottom of Chav Tes Amabez between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in regards to Dover Shein and Miskavin. Let's just flesh out that machlokis. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that any time an individual does an action which results are not inevitable. In other words, in our sugya, we learned that an individual is going to drag a bench, and it is not definite that the bench will cause a furrow in the ground. The halacha is, according to Rabbi Shimon, even if it does, and even if there's a chance, and even a significant statistical chance, as long as it is not an overwhelming possibility, the halacha is that it is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds Dover Shein Miskavin, if there is a chance, one is not allowed to do it, even if his intention is not to make the hole, but rather his intention is to move the bench from place to place. The last Tosfos on our Amud comments that the instance in which Rabbi Shimon says is permissible is only talking about a case of where it's not inevitable that the prohibited action will take place. For example, we had spoken about someone who was a store owner who was wearing klayim to show to his customers. As long as he doesn't have the intention to have hana in such a case, we say that it is permissible according to Rabbi Shimon. Tosis comments, that's only in a case where it's not inevitable that he's going to derive benefit. It's in a case where he has other clothing, another raincoat, that would protect him from the rain underneath or above. And in such a case, then he's not getting definitive hana from the klayim. This is the description, Moda Rabbi Shimon v'psik resha v'lo yomus. There are even Rabbi Shimon agrees that when it comes to something that's inevitable, then he's going to be chayiv. Psik resha actually means the cutting off of a head, and Rabbi Shimon commented later on in Maseches Shabbos that if you cut off a head in those days, they would use the head of a chicken for children to play ball. They would sew up the head, stuff it, and children would play ball. Maida Rabbi Shimon psik resha v'layamas, Rabbi Shimon would concede that even though the intention when killing the animal was actually not to kill the animal at all, he just wanted to get a ball, nevertheless, since of course you can't cut off the head of a chicken without killing it, one would be over the Yisur of Shochet. This position that of Rabbi Shimon is Moda psik resha brings us to our next level. So we have Dover Shein Miskavi. If it's inevitable, then it's considered a psik reshe. And then we have a third level. What happens if it's inevitable, but the result is not one that the individual is interested in? For example, Tosis in Subis on the Vav and Aleph quotes a machlokus between the Aruch and the Ri, that if a person stops a barrel with a cloth, and when he takes out the cloth, it's inevitable that that beer, in that case it was a beer, will fall to the ground but be squeezed out of the cloth, and that is an Iser D'oraisa of Schita. In such a case, do we say that the individual is considered over according to Rabbi Shimon? On the one hand, it's a Dover Shein Miskavim. When opening up the barrel, his intention was not at all for the beer that was squeezed to the ground. On the other hand, it's a psik reshe. Therefore, Moda Rabbi Shimon psik reshe. On a third hand, it's lo nichale. He's not interested in the beer that's coming out. So that's a big machlokus between the Aruch and the Ri. The Aruch says it's permissible. However, in Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Simon Shin Chaf, we paskin like the Ri that says that by psik reshe de lo nichale, it will not be acceptable. According to the Mechaber over there, the only instances that's going to be mutter is where it's not a psik reshe. What would the halacha though be if we were not talking about an Iser D'oraisa? We would only be talking about an Iser D'rabbanan. This question brings us back to the case of the censor. The individual is walking into the room. Most definitely the censor is going to go on. It's an Einam Eskavim, but it's a psik resha. One could very much argue, lo nichalei, he doesn't care whether the LED light is going to go on and off. So here, we paskin that psik resha lo nichalei is aser. Could very well be, according to the Ri, it's considered on a doraisa level, as if he had done the malacha. Nevertheless, when it comes to Yisur D'Rabbanan, do we say the same thing, and it will be aser or not? The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Zayin and Simin Shin Chaf clearly says a psik resha lo nichalei is going to be asur on a Durabanan as well as in Simin Shin Tes Zayin, Sif Katan Yud Ches, and these are not the only places that the Mishnah Berurah gives this psak. It would seem then that according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would be asur. One of our special Rabbeim in Yeshivas Rabbeim Yitzchak Lachanan, Rav Mordechai Willig, has a very compelling shir in contemporary halacha at Ritz, and it is written in his sefer Am Mordechai on the topic of psik reshe, where he argues that Tosas in Shabbos on Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph clearly differentiates between Isurei D'Oraisa and Isurei D'Rabbanan. He develops the svara of Tosas as well. What the distinction between Daraisas and Darabanans are. I've discussed this as well in detail. You could probably find it on YU Torah in the Shiurim to the Grus Kolot. That since the Isser is only going to be an Isser Darabanan, Psikresha Delo Nichale is going to be permissible. This is also the position of Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita, based on the Mechaber in Simin Shin Yudalid, Sif Aleph, that the Mechaber seems to say, based on a Trumas Hadeshen, that if one is going to make a hole that is not an Isser Daraisa, only an Isser Darabanan, see Shin Yudalid over there, the halacha is that if it's only a Psikresha, again, in a case of a barrel where he's opening and closing, but not to make a hole, the halacha would be permissible if it's only an Isser Derabbanan. Finally, as we mentioned in the Shir, Rabbi Willig Shlita brings down that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach that in a case of where a person closes a box with flies inside, he mentions the idea that it could be that it's permissible because it's a psik reshe delo nichale on an Isser derabana. As we pointed out, the quote from Shlomo Zalman there goes on to say that there is a Rajba, and the Rajba holds that it could be when it comes to tzeda, there we don't say psik reshe. And Rav Nevinsal felt very strongly that Rav Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion, like the Mishnah Brura, that psik reisha de lo nichale is going to be osur on a level of derabanan. Nevertheless, there were gedolei poskim that were makel by isurei derabanan psik reisha de lo nichale. Rav Nevinsal followed beikvei rabo, beikvei Mishnah Brura, that psik reisha de lo nichale is going to be osur even on isurei derabanan. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the background behind the shaila of a sensor that was left on. This could be applied to thousands of instances where one has a shaila psik reisha de lo nichale mid rabbanan. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha from Daf Chav Tes.